Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. We're back at it for another week of a short little podcast to bring our listeners up to date with pieces of information, financial advice in a language you can understand of things that are going on in the world.
That's right. And lots going on right now.
It sure is. Well, one thing for sure that's going on right here where we are, it is cold.
That wind this morning was really tough.
Yeah, when it's 20 degrees outside and the wind's blowing at 30 miles an hour, that makes it for a really chilly morning.
It certainly is. And you know, I'm not used to this, I guess.
Yeah, despite the fact that we got this really kind of like blustery, quick little snowstorm on, I guess it was Sunday night, that just kind of came in and out for an hour. Just that dusting just does not want to go away, does it?
You know, there was a slight little dusting again on Tuesday.
There was.
Night.
And it just doesn't want to go away. And what I began to realize last night is I forgot to put the stakes in the ground near my driveway.
Oh.
And I think the ground is starting to freeze. So
probably true. You better get out there.
I know.
With your heater.
Yeah, with a heater, with a hair dryer, a drill.
Torch.
I don't know what I
there
need.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, one other thing that's happening around here, Mark.
What's that?
And I'm sure you've noticed it. That mall is actually getting pretty busy.
It finally is. People are actually shopping in person. Can you believe it?
It's really exciting, actually.
And big news, if you've been wondering, I mean, the restaurants are busy because what did you hear about holiday parties this year, Marion?
Well, it's just amazing. Apparently, companies in particular are back to doing their holiday parties, and some of them are doing it bigger and better than ever since they haven't done anything for the past few years. I guess a real minority percentage are doing virtual parties this year. Almost everyone else, the great majority, are doing parties at restaurants or venues.
Yeah, well, it's nice to finally get back in person.
Absolutely.
We're seeing busyness in the restaurants again. Travel is up. Yeah, we still have, you know, coronavirus still exists, but so does the flu, so does RSV and all these other types of illnesses.
Yep.
But, you know, we just take care of ourselves, and I don't think anybody finds any objection to folks that walk around wearing a mask at all. If that's what you want to do to keep yourself safe, great.
Right.
But we're moving forward, aren't we?
We certainly are. And, you know, we've always lived with the flu, and we will again this year. So, you know, it is, I think you just have to take the good with the bad sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And with moving forward, I mean, one of the things that we've seen is that inflation has been a big issue over the past year about moving upward. And suddenly, or no, not surprisingly, I should say, over the past couple of months, we've started to see some good news and we're starting to feel comfortable about inflation.
Which is really great. I mean, the latest news on inflation was that it's running at 7.1%, which is still much higher than it's been over the past probably 10 years. However, it's down from 9.1% a few months ago. So that is really great news. And it shows that we are, you know, it's a positive notification to the economy, I think.
Yeah, and let's just be sure that people understand, when inflation says we're at 7%, that doesn't mean that the cost of goods are growing at 7% a year.
No, that's very true. In fact, so there are a variety of different components of inflation. So, you know, some items that you buy, and you know, last night I was out with some friends and they were all talking about the cost of eggs, you know, which has gone up astronomically. And it's just because last year they price of eggs has probably doubled for a variety of reasons. On the other hand, there are other things that the cost hasn't gone up at all this year.
Yeah, and I think things like automobiles, which we saw extraordinarily high increases in prices, paying over sticker, that's starting to come down again.
Well, look at gas prices.
Right, that's come down too.
I mean, gas prices, and just in the past couple weeks, gas prices have come down radically.
So what do you say to people that say, well, I hear we're getting ready for a recession, or we're about to go into a recession? How do you respond to that, Mary?
Well, first of all, the definition of a recession is really nebulous. I mean, it's very difficult to say, oh, this in particular is a recession. Technically, it's two quarters of negative GDP growth, which is gross domestic product. So negative growth in the U.S. overall. What does that really mean, though? There are so many other factors. So does a recession mean that the job market is as tight as it is today? That's very unusual for a recession.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between a recession and a depression.
Oh, absolutely. Two
and I think they get totally confused,
things.
Just like people get confused with Medicare and Medicaid.
Right. Yes, exactly. And just because growth of, you know, what we're producing in the U.S. is slowing down doesn't mean it's negative. That is not the case at all. The growth rate is negative, not what we're producing is negative. So we're still producing a lot.
So are you optimistic as we look forward to 2023?
I'm very optimistic. I mean, we could see more volatility in the market. We certainly will see more volatility in inflation and all. However, I think the Federal Reserve, at least from what they've signaled, they're going to continue to moderate on interest rate increases, which is very good news for a lot of elements of the economy. And the job market, until the job market slows down and people lose a lot of jobs and there are a lot of people unemployed, people continue spending.
Yeah, you know, that unemployment number is just such a tricky number and a tricky story to tell, because I don't think it's truly reflective of the people who are actually unemployed. You know, the unemployment number is in the threes right now, which is a number that was the number before the pandemic.
Right.
And back then, nobody was hiring when unemployment was at 3%. Today, unemployment is in the 3% range and everybody is hiring.
Astounding.
So how is that possible? And when you really start to dig in, you realize that there's a lot of people who simply aren't out looking for work. And the unemployment rate is the number of people who are actually, the number of people who can't find jobs, who are looking for, or who can be employed or are looking for work. So you take a look at those that might even be listening to this show, retirees. Retirees aren't looking for work in many cases.
That's right.
They're not part of the unemployment number. So what's to say somebody who's 52 years old, who's at home living off their savings that they might have accumulated through checks they received over the past 2 years from the pandemic because they lost their job, they're not part of the workforce or looking for jobs either. But as we learned a month or two ago now, and we've told this story before in this radio show, or in this podcast, I should say, that the amount of money that was saved by people who received all of those checks during the pandemic is starting to dwindle. And perhaps by spring, those people who are not looking for work will start to begin applying and looking for work. And that unemployment number could start to go upward because there's more people in the pool. And then all of a sudden now, it's employers. Employers who now have control. Because right now, if you talk to employers, look, you can look for ads there signing bonuses or extra pay or work-life balance, work 2 days in the office, work from home 3 days, whatever it is. Employers are going to take better control of the employment situation when there's a greater pool of people looking for work.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that helps. And you know what? When the employer can control the wage costs as opposed to being
under the gun
by employees, that helps stock prices.
Yes, absolutely. Because remember, the more they have to pay their employees, the less profit they actually have.
Right. Because there's no question about it that the most expensive line item on any company's income statement is wage cost.
That's right. And it's the most it's a very variable cost as well. And in today's environment, it has increased significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, on the other side though, we've had this issue with bonds.
Right.
And interest rates have moved up.
Right.
But people have lost money. So what are we telling people, Marion, about bonds?
Well, you know, a lot of people are tempted to say, oh my God, let's just get rid of the bonds. They're no good. You know, I'm just going to put my money in a savings account and keep it safe. And honestly, given the situation in the bond market today, it's probably a much better time to buy bonds, and certainly a much better time to buy bonds than last year, when everybody was more than willing to put a lot of money into bonds because they had done very, very well over the previous 10 years.
Right.
You know, so today, remember, one of the items that happens with bonds is that when interest rates go up, bond prices go down to reflect that interest rate increase. They move in opposite directions. Well, interest rates might go up a little bit more, but much of that is already priced in to bonds, because bonds, like stocks, trade on expectations, not on actual news. So once the market knows this might happen, they adjust for it. So today could be a great environment for bonds, because just like everything else, as interest rates go up, the interest rates on bonds go up as well. So now, you know, a treasury bond that last year would have paid you 1% is now paying you 4%.
Yeah, it's really significant to just think. Remember, when we're buying bonds, even though bonds have dropped in value this past year, that you're not buying bonds for 1 year. You're
exactly.
buying bonds over the long time. And yes, there is some variability, especially when interest rates go up and down. But if you hold on to your bonds, you're going to get your principal back, assuming the company stays in business, right?
Right. And you can control, you can't control it 100%, but you can buy high quality bonds, which means that it's very likely you will get your money back.
So if now's the time to start thinking about revisiting your portfolio, getting a second opinion on your portfolio, thinking about what's next for your overall financial plan. Now is a great time to be revisiting everything and making sure that you are aligned and properly structured for the future.
You know, whatever your goals are, you want that money to be geared towards satisfying those goals over the long term.
And if now is the time to get serious about your financial plan, about your investment strategy, about having a heart-to-heart conversation that focuses on your specific needs, not what's good for your neighbor or your mother or your colleague or your friends, what's best for you, I hope you'll reach out and give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us online, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com. And if you'd like to get our newsletter that comes out each and every Friday, go to the bottom of any page on our website. It comes out every Friday, 10:30 in the morning. It's called Planning Pointers. Simply put in your name and your email address, and you will get that newsletter each and every Friday. We've been sending it since March of 2009. That's going to do it for us today. Hope you wore a jacket today, because it is cold out there. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me,
thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.